Welcome to Eye on the Illini. It's Illini guy Mike Kegley here with Illini guy's staff writer Matt Stevens. We have a little bit of news on the defensive coordinator front. We wanted to do a quick podcast, and I was watching Avatar in a theater, so apologize for the late hour, folks. Matt, breaking news that some of the chess men have changed. Why don't you keep or get people up to speed on what is happening with the Illini on defense and maybe some of the ripple effects that are going out from that?
So for the first time in his coaching career, 34-year-old Aaron Henry will be a defensive coordinator as of next year. He has been promoted from cornerbacks coach this past season and will, for the first time in his career, be a defensive coordinator. That was announced. It was given to us by multiple sources who want to remain anonymous, quite frankly, because there are people inside the Smith Center that are not thrilled that this got leaked out. And the other ripple effect move is outside linebacker coach Kevin Kane, who admittedly was on the top of our hot board as defensive coordinator here at IlliniGuys.com. Well, he'll be a defensive coordinator, but it will not be at the University of Illinois. It will be at the Western Division rival 90 minutes down the road in West Lafayette. He will be joining Ryan Walters' staff as the what I'm being told is the same position he has at Illinois, associate head coach and defensive coordinator, despite the fact that on Monday when Ryan Walters became the 37th head coach in Purdue football history, he will be Lovie Smithing this up. And that's the only way I can describe it is that you're getting yourself a head coach and a defensive play caller in Ryan Walters, because on Saturdays in the fall, he will be hauling the defense. I do think it'll be the same operation that Kevin had at Illinois, where he and Ryan are going to scheme this up, you know, all week long and have equal amounts of responsibility in that regard. And probably Kevin's getting a bump in salary because Purdue increased the salary pool that Jeff Braun was working with. And I think that Kevin's going to get a bump up in salary with this defensive coordinator title that he did not have at Illinois. But I think he's going to be, sorry about that. He'll have the defensive coordinator title he didn't have at Illinois, but he'll also probably have an associate head coach title in West Lafayette as well. But Aaron Henry will be the second defensive coordinator that Brett Bielema has hired since he arrived in Champaign in December of 2021.
So yeah, if you're Aaron Henry, obviously, you know, one of his claim to fame is being the cornerbacks coach specifically with DBs, and has basically a consensus All-American in Devin Witherspoon.
First time since 1950.
Yeah. Yeah.
And consensus All-American.
And that's saying something when you think of a few of the players that Illinois has had in the defensive backfield over the last 40 or 50 years, you know, even going back to the era, Craig Swope, you know, and there've been several good safeties along the way and some cornerbacks who played in the NFL for multi-decades. A little bit about Aaron Henry. Is there anything you can give us? I know it's his first time that he'll be a defensive coordinator. Anything you can tell us about him as an individual and you know, your thoughts on that?
He's had a numerous amount of what I would call really good mentors on that side of the ball, starting with his playing career. Played for Brett Bielema at Wisconsin, got recruited out of Florida by Chris Ash, who was the defensive coordinator at Wisconsin. Okay. And was a two-time, I think, first team, all Big Ten selection at Wisconsin under Brett Bielema. Under Chris Ash, who was the defensive coordinator and his position coach as the coordinator in Madison. When Aaron started his coaching career, guess what? He got to be a graduate assistant under Brett Bielema. But at that time, you know, Chris Ash had already kind of moved over to, I think, the Ohio State position. And then if I have the timeline correct, I don't know if I do or don't, but like, he's also worked at NC State for Dave Dorian, who was also a defensive coordinator under Brett Bielema at Wisconsin. And so he worked there as a DB's coach. He's worked for Chris Ash as a DB's coach at Rutgers for at least a year. And then I think that's when he moved over to Dave Dorian at NC State. spent about 2 or 3 years there under Dave Dorning. That's a really solid program there in the ACC. Dave's done a really, really good job of basically being a consistent 8-9 win program in Raleigh. And then in 2020, which I think we can all now admit being almost, what, 2-3 years removed from it now.
Yeah.
That was a really weird year. And Aaron Henry kind of needed a job, and he went to Vanderbilt and got tutored by, again, as the DB coach, but got tutored by one of the best defensive minds in college football, in my opinion, in Derek Mason. Derek Mason is now the defensive coordinator for Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. Last year, he was the defensive coordinator at Auburn for Brian Harsin, which represented, quite frankly, the one side of the football that Auburn was really good at in 2021. And then in 2022, Oklahoma State was off to, I think, a 6-0 or 7-0 start based off of, you know, hiring Derek Mason and getting that defense charged up, because Mike Gundy's offense really didn't, you know, click all that much this year. So, and then Derek Mason took Vanderbilt to bowl games. Let's just be real about this. And so there's no better. And I've sat and talked for 30 minutes with Aaron Henry about what he learned from Derek Mason in that 1 year at Nashville under Derek Mason. Then Brett Bielema, you know, his number one mentor on the coaching tree, gets the job at Illinois. He comes back and becomes the cornerbacks coach at Illinois. And what happens then? Well, he walks into a position room that had not only Devin Witherspoon in it, but there's a certain guy who's trying to get Pro Bowl votes in his rookie year with the Detroit Lions, who was in Aaron Henry's position room last year. And so, you know, with the two guys that he's going to put into the NFL we know of over the last 2 years, Aaron Henry is really, really good at a lot of things, one of which is positional development, especially with corners. And two, and honestly, like, let's not leave out what he's done with Taz Nicholson, because that guy's going to take over the number one corner spot, and Aaron feels great about him. So there's a lot of young guys in that room that Aaron's developed, recruited to Illinois out of Florida, almost all of them. And so that was a big piece. And so, yeah, I would start with the idea that Aaron Henry's had enough development as a coach because of the mentors that he's had. I just named four of them that people would consider four of the best defensive minds in college football, that eventually he was going to be ready for this. At 34, I still think it's a gamble at a Power 2 school to give somebody play calling responsibilities when they've never had it. But to quote everybody who's ever gone for a job their first time, how do I get experience if you're not going to hire me to do that job? And so that's kind of the predicament that Aaron Henry's in. And I think the only surprise here, Mike, you know, and we'll probably get round back to it, but when you have a room that, I don't know, a month ago had four defensive coordinators in that room, okay, in the Smith Center, Brett Bielema, Andy Boo, Ryan Walters, and Kevin Kane. Brett Bielema has decided to go with the guy that does not have any defensive play calling experience. And that's, I think, the only surprising thing that has come about tonight. But I don't think you'll find a whole lot of people that think that Aaron Henry's not a rising star in this business. And I was eventually going to get it somewhere. So it might as well be for Brett Bielema and at Illinois, because the head coach who just led you to a 8-win season and is taking you to a January 2nd bowl game thinks this guy's a rising star and didn't want to lose him.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to give people a quick recap, if you go to fightingillini.com and you're there, Aaron Henry, you know, 2014 and 15 was at Arkansas as a grad assistant.
Mm-hmm.
2016 was Rutgers. 2017 through 2019.
Yep. Yeah, sorry.
Yep. Chris Ash there. And then 2017 to 2019, NC State with Dave Dorian. And then you have Vanderbilt with Mr. Mason mm-hmm. in 2020. And then 2021 and 2022 right here at University of Illinois under Brett Bielema. So that is a quick ascent. I think the other thing is he builds really strong relationships with players, and I'm assuming that on the recruiting trail, very charismatic, younger guy, probably is very good at connecting with the players and probably is really good at connecting with the parents, you know, to be honest with you.
Aaron's the most charismatic guy on the staff, and that's saying something, right?
Yeah, with Ryan Walters on the staff for – in 2 years, that's a hard thing to outdo him, you know.
It was an interesting yin and yang of with him and Ryan, you know, trying to figure out how they would work together in that defensive backfield. Ryan's not very loud in public. He's loud on the field, but he's not right. very loud in public. Aaron's loud everywhere. I mean, it's I mean, you know, I mean, his voice just bellows, one, and two, it's very distinct. He has a very distinct way of talking in the sense of there's a staccato-ness to it. There's a when you get done, you know, if you go on IlliniGuys.com and you look up any of our, you know, videos that we do post practice, on days we get Aaron Henry, those video numbers would jump because Aaron Henry just has that ability to just project through the screen, right? And it hits in recruiting. And that's why it's such a benefit for Aaron to be from Florida and be recruiting that area to Illinois, because that has to be a hotbed for Illinois if you're Rhett Bielema, and that's the guy he wanted. And it's no secret, quite frankly, that over the last 2 days, Rhett Bielema has done nothing but, you know, visit, you know, guys who are committed in Florida and visit schools of guys who are going to produce, or schools that are going to produce 24 and 25 kids with Aaron Henry. He's done that the last 2 days. I mean, I'm almost positive we're sitting here at 11:25 Central Time, God's time, on Friday, December 16th. And I think Brett Bielema was just getting back from Florida. He's going to meet with the team tomorrow morning and let them know the news. I'm sure it'll go over just fine because everybody in the building loves Aaron. But I think there's I'll give a shout out to one of my colleagues here at Illini Guys. There's a podcast that Kedrick Prince did with Aaron Henry. And again, the numbers jumped off the page because Aaron just has a way of doing that. Right. And so, I really want to play for that guy. I really want to improve for that guy. I really want to run through a wall for that guy. Aaron has that in spades. On Saturdays in the fall, can he call a defense and beat a Power Five team and keep this train a moving like the way that Ryan had it done? I don't know that yet, but I do know that he can get kids to play hard in his position room. I do know that he's one of the best I've seen at player development in that specific position. And Brett Bielema is banking on the idea that he's going to have a lot of help as a first-time defensive coordinator, if and when he ever stumbles, and that's going to be part of the process here. You have a head coach who's been a defensive coordinator for several years. You have an inside linebackers coach, Andy Boo, who's been a defensive coordinator for several years. And, you know, I don't know who Brett's going to replace with these two, you know, assistant spots. Assuming that Aaron Henry is going to still be the cornerbacks coach, you still need a safeties coach or whatever you want to do on defense. And now you need an outside linebackers coach. And that may be the most, I'm not doing a hot board for that, ladies and gentlemen, let's just get that out of the way right now. But I do think it's going to be one of the more important hires that Brett Bielema is going to make now, because guess what? Seth Coleman, Gay Backus, they need coaches, you know?
And think about it though. If you're a young coach, let's see, I could coach two super studs and I could be on the staff of a guy who puts his coordinators into Big Ten positions, not P5, not, you know, directional schools. And I also would have the opportunity to be the next Aaron Henry and potentially move up to coordinator. So
No doubt about that.
I think the people that are going to be interested in this job are going to be pretty talented.
And I would also add, unless they change up their philosophy here and their system, your recruiting base in state is going to be suburban Chicago too, because that was what Kevin Kane's responsibility was, and I'm sure it's still going to be at Purdue. So you have a influx of talent that has not, in my opinion, been tapped at the level that it needs to be. And if you are very talented and have a lot of inroads in that area of the country, which I still think produces enough Power Five conference football players, you can do some things there.
Did Holacek go to Northwestern already?
Yeah, I don't know what John's planning on doing, but
you're gonna hear that. You're gonna hear that name.
Hear it. You're absolutely gonna hear it. You're gonna hear Jay Layman's name. You're gonna hear it all. All right, like Brett Bielema has a plan, and I'll You know, you guys know that when I raise my hand and say, hey, look, I'm being honest with you. Aaron Henry wasn't on our hot board because I just didn't think Brett was going to go first-time defensive coordinator here. So there are a lot of times here where Brett Bielema has a plan and he does not verbalize it to anybody, including me. Trust me, I asked, and the plan manifests itself. So I do not believe that Brett Bielema knew he was going to make this move on the Monday, on the Sunday that Ryan Walters said, hey, you know, peace, I'm gone, I'm going 90 minutes down the road. But I do think that Brett Bielema had this idea in his head as the days went by, and I definitely think he had solidified it in his mind once he went in, once he arrived in Florida and started recruiting with Aaron Henry.
Well, and you know, look, bottom line is sometimes it's job fit. It's very hard to explain to somebody who's really good that somebody else is also really good and they fit just a little bit better. There's no doubt Kevin Kane is a heck of a coach. There's no doubt Andy Boo's a heck of a coach. You know, but sometimes you got to go for the fit that seems right at the moment. And that led Coach B down this path. I'm going to tend to, and I said this when Brad Underwood had to replace his staff. He did a good job of hiring his initial staff. So I'm willing to say, all right, I'll trust you on your hiring decision, not because you won games, not because you're cute, but because your staff was effective. And Brett Bielema's staff was effective. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on this, and we'll see how it works. I think Aaron looks like a fantastic opportunity, you know, a fantastic coach, and it'll be exciting to see this develop. And the other thing is as he goes, he learned a lot from his mentors, you know, ending up with Ryan Walters, starting with Brett Bielema. So you're going to see an interesting mix of what he's learned, and it'll bring a slightly different personality to the Illini defense. And so it'll be the same, I'm assuming with Brett Bielema, it'll be the same basic defense, but with the tendencies and ripples of a new guy at the helm.
Two things before we get out of here, Mike, quickly. One is, I don't believe you could have worded that any better when you talk about the personality of this Illini defense and what it will be. If you've ever seen Devin Witherspoon after a play is over, he is taught that by his position coach, and he is not discouraged to do that by his position coach. His position coach was Aaron Henry. So if you think that this Illinois defense isn't going to have some swag to it from 2023 on, trust me, it might be the most swag happy defense in all of the Big Ten coming your way, man, because if there's anybody who loves to talk trash, it is Aaron Henry. And if there's anybody who loves to show that side of himself with his players and wants his players to do that while they're on the field, it is Aaron Henry. And guess what, Mike? Even in 2023, that resonates with recruits. It resonates with teenagers. It resonates with teenagers that see that on television. And they see Aaron Henry doing the crying meme, you know, in Lincoln, Nebraska, when he's allowing Trey Palmer to only have one catch for 1 yard, okay? The second thing I want to say is I do want to point out, and I think I'll be doing either a column or a piece on this, just as my brain is working right now. There is a 180-degree shift of Brett Bielema from when he took this job at Illinois. And we talk about this a lot, Mike Egger, you and I do, about how Brett Bielema has philosophically been able to be malleable as he's gone through his entire career and as he's tried to go through this program rebuild at Illinois. And I do remember Brett Bielema sitting there in December of 2021 saying, I do not want to have any previous experience with any of my coordinators that I hire at Illinois. And when he said that, I thought that was, quite frankly, the most shocking, and not to criticize Brett Bielema, but like one of the most confusing things I've ever heard out of a Power Five head coach. I don't understand why you would want to go in blind with your two coordinators. It worked out great with Ryan Walters. It worked out horribly with Tony Peterson. And he has gone away from that now. His offensive coordinator is Barry Lunny Jr. He's known him for over a decade. His defensive coordinator is now Aaron Henry. He's known him since he was about 17 years old. And so there is a 180-degree philosophical change now at the University of Illinois that if the two coordinators now who work for Brett Bielema have probably known him longer than anybody in the building. And that, I think, is going to manifest itself in how comfortable Brett Bielema wants these next few years to be at Illinois as he tries to not only now rebuild, but now maintain. Because now you've won 8 games, now you got to maintain it. And as if anybody will tell you something, whether you're building a business or whether you're building a college football program, I've talked to coaches in all different kinds of sports and especially football. The hardest thing to do is to maintain. It's not to build, it's to maintain. And so Brett Bielema wants this hard part now to be with two people that he is most familiar with. And that is a unbelievable sea change from where he was 2 years ago when he took this job. And I think it's poignant to mention that, because I think that now, you know, whether or not, I don't know who he's going to hire as this 9th and 10th assistant on his staff. And I don't think they have to have a direct connection to Brett Bielema. But I think he's going to roll with guys that he feels comfortable with from now on, because I think he understands. I tried that and I went 500. I went 1 of 2, right? And so I think he's trying a new philosophy where he thinks, okay, now I'm gonna bat 1,000, because I know Aaron Henry. I've known him since he was a teenager in Florida. I've known Barry Lunny since, you know, a decade ago when I convinced him and his wife to stay in Arkansas and be with me when I was trying to rebuild that program. So that's a complete sea change, and it's something that I've noticed about Brett Bielema, that he can be very, very malleable as he goes about this process now that we're into year two and it's going to start year three.
Well, you know, and the bottom line is if his coordinators keep getting P2 jobs, he better watch out, or he's going to become Nick Saban part two, where ex-coaches are going to start calling him, because they'll see that as a next step to get to a job. So it's good that Illinois is coming. You know, you really want it to be a destination for players and for coaches. And the fact of the matter is the one thing I would think on the recruiting trail is only Nick Saban has more offensive linemen in the NFL than Brett Bielema. And Nick Saban only gets 5-star linemen. Brett Bielema rarely gets 4-star linemen, but he still gets them in the NFL. So, you know, as I look at that, and now I see, you know, defensive coordinator, you know, gets developed, goes somewhere else. Aaron Henry has developed some defensive backs. You know, you start looking at what this team is putting together. And if I'm a player that wants to maximize my talent, I'm thinking, you know, I could go get developed here. You know, I can go be a 5-star and be next man up at Ohio State, and you're going to get noticed there. There's no doubt. But boy, if you want to maximize your skill set and really develop and add to your game, being coached by a Bielema coached staff is a pretty good place to start. You know,
there may not be a bigger recruiting tool than that Thursday night in the NFL draft when Devin Witherspoon could get picked late in the first round. There yep. is not. And then when that happens, and the highlight of him lighting up Sean Shivers from Indiana 5 seconds after that, they may talk about his position coach and who is the new defensive coordinator at the University of Illinois.
You know what? With Devin Witherspoon, he may light up Roger Goodell. You just yeah, no have doubt. No idea. And, of course, Jerry Jones, if you're listening to this diehard Cowboy fan, Devin Witherspoon would look awfully good with that star on his helmet. That would just be beautiful. So, folks, if you want to read Matt's articles, if you go to IlliniGuys.com, we keep his behind the subscriber paywall. That's just what it is. You got a good writer, you want people to be able to see it. We do that for our subscribers only. So you can go into go into IlliniGuys.com, hit register. And you can basically sign up for a year, only $99. That's what it was when we started this website. And regardless of the inflation that you hear about every night, we haven't raised our prices. So if you can go ahead and go there and subscribe, that would be fantastic. This is the perfect time because signing day is coming up on Wednesday, the 21st. We have the transfer portal cooking like you wouldn't believe. You know, there's all sorts of things going on in football. Of course, basketball is heating up as we're starting to get close to the game against Missouri, which everybody wants to make sure Illinois wins, and then the Big Ten season is staring you right in the eyes. And of course, there's always recruiting on that side. So IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know, and the women's basketball program is really clicking as well under Shauna Green. That is going to be something you want to be aware of. Additionally, we have other podcasts. Matt referenced Ked's Recruiting Roundup. If you look at the summary of this podcast, there is a link to his Recruiting Roundup, which was recorded on released on May 21st with defensive back Aaron Henry. I highly encourage you to listen to it. It's a good one. And Sturdy for 30 is also out there. That's Brad Sturdy, our aging Illini expert. That's his podcast. And finally, you have the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. That's our two-hour radio extravaganza. You'll hear both Ked and Matt most weeks on the show as we talk all things Illini for 2 hours. You can go to IlliniGuys.com, hit the radio button, and then you can see what stations we're on. You can see what day we're on. That's either Friday or Saturday. And you can see what time we're on, and you can tune in to the station nearest you. And all we ask you to do is please call them up or send them an email. Let them know you listen. So with that, this is Illini Guy Mike Kegley thanking Matt Stevens for the breaking news. And, of course, if you want more stuff, IlliniGuys.com will keep you in the know, whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country or halfway across the world, IlliniGuys.com. Thank you very much, and have a great evening. Oh, and by the way, Avatar's worth the watch.